Amy Ray with Birds of a Feather off her 2008 solo album, Didn't It Feel Kinder? For more than 20 years now, Amy has been letting her different artistic sides roam free and wide outside the framework of the Indigo Girls. In the past, she's explored punk and rock, while her new album, If It All Goes South, is her third foray into country, without forsaking the punk and the rock, of course. As many times as I have interviewed you, we have never talked about your youth. Other than sort of just like in relation to you meeting Emily in elementary school and eventually going into the Indigo Girls. I know that we have a few things in common. We're both Southern tomboys, fishing at the lake, romping in the woods, listening to the radio, struggling with our identities, looking for some answers. We both grew up to be queer and genderqueer music folk. But fill in some of the other details for us. Like, what were some of the pillars of your childhood?
Well, you just about, that was everything right there.
I didn't mention motorbikes. That's where we diverge.
Believe it or not, church was a pillar for me. So I was in a Methodist family, and my great uncle was a minister, and my granddad had passed when I was young, but when I was born, but he was a Methodist minister, and I had an Episcopalian priest uncle, and a lot of church, and we went to Decatur First United Methodist, and I mean, I did Wednesday night supper, Friday night skating, Bible school, church. Like, I loved it. I did choir. It was a pillar until I was probably until I went to college. There were a lot of good role models, but then there were a lot of like bad role models, you know, too. Like people that were like, you know, let's show this crazy graphic movie to like encourage kids to be pro-life, you know, things like that. Like just, it went through phases because it depended on who your youth minister was and who your counselors were, right? So I came up against a lot of stuff, but it exposed me also to like a high school that was close to that church that was a little bit like a city high school that was a little bit different from my like suburban high school. And the kids were more sophisticated, you know? And so, and also there was more people of color. And so like Friday night skating was kind of like also a chance to kind of hang out with people that would come to the parking lot and you'd all like mix it up together, right? It was a lot of good mixed in with like all of the struggle of like, oh my God, what's my body doing? What's my sexuality? I'm in love with a girl. What do I do? You know, like all those things had a sort of a weird place to sit in that was kind of comfortable, except that my parents were, you know, really conservative back then. You know, they came out on the other side of that. So it was like, you know, we kind of grew together, I guess, in a way. And my oldest sister, like, they were both really into music. One was really into rock and roll. One was more into choral music. So I had those two, like, influences on me, you know. And we had a piano. We took piano lessons. I started playing guitar when I was 10. So it's a lot of music all over the place. Church choir, you know.
Yeah.
Emily.
Yeah. Yeah, you know,
yeah,
exactly.
All that. So that's, you know, that's it. Kind of in a nutshell.
Kind of a quintessential Georgia childhood, really.
Yeah.
Sounds like in a lot of ways. All right. We need to play a song. What's a song that kind of takes you right back to those early days?
My parents used to listen to The Carpenters all the time. And that song, Top of the World. I'm on the top of the world. And look, I used to listen to that song over and over and over again when I was, you know, in second grade, basically.